Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine should be taken 4 weeks after the first dose. The Health Promotions Officer also said that persons who do not take their vaccines in a timely manner before they travel will not be granted any exemptions or special treatment.
You take your first dose and then you can take your second dose 4 weeks up to 10 weeks later. You can take your first dose today and then you can take your second dose 4 weeks later. And especially for the people who want to travel during the summer, please do not delay or avoid taking your COVID-19 vaccine and then ask us to give you or grant you permission to do home quarantine or ask for any sort of exemption, which is a word that is not really in our protocol. Ask for any sort of privileges because we have specific guidance for you in place already.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Melody Innes, says more than 220,000 people have been vaccinated with at least one dose of a vaccine so far. Of this number, 51,908 are fully vaccinated, while 168,758 have only received their first dose. In the British Virgin Islands, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 248. Internationally, Israel will send at least 1 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to the Palestinian Authority as part of a deal to share shots. The agreement will see the Palestinian Authority give Israel a reciprocal number of doses from one of its own shipments due to arrive later this year. Meanwhile, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Vietnam, Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea, and Taiwan have all been praised for their pandemic response, with several ranked among the best in the world. All were able to get on top of COVID-19 in 2020 through aggressive actions like strict lockdowns and contact tracing, which were later replicated by the rest of the world. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.